Hello, and welcome back to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcomed. So come on in, sit back, relax, and please stay for a while. Each week, I will share with you a different story or two. These are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. This week's story is Taylipo, and this was retold by Jackie Torrance. I will warn you in advance. This particular story may be scary to some of my younger listeners. Now, the name of this story is Taylipo. Now, once upon a time, living just down the road, not too far from here or there, was a man, and he lived in a house that was a total disgrace to himself, to his neighbors, and everyone else. His neighbors could often be heard saying, "This is a terrible house. You've got holes in the ceilings, holes in the walls, and holes in the floor." "That's right," he said, "and this is my house. I use them holes in the ceiling." "For what?" they said. "I can look up through them holes and see what kind of weather we're having." "Oh, that's awful," they would say. "What about the holes in the walls?" "I use them holes, too. I can look through them holes and look down the road and see who's coming to visit." "Oh, my goodness. What about the holes in the floor? What are they for?" "Why, I can look under the floor, round the chimney, and see my hound dogs are playing. It's my house. Don't come in here if you don't like it." Well, one night, when it was very, very, very dark outside and very, very cold outside, the old man sat in front of the fireplace and watched the dogs play beneath the house, when all at once, out from under the house, through a hole in the floor, came a critter. The critter had two long pointy ears that seemed to stretch out forever, a long snout of a nose, a big teeth. They were sharp and they came to points and they were very scary looking. And it also had long gray hair. Now this critter was very strange, for he had one thing that no one else had: a tail that was 25 feet long. And he took that tail everywhere he went. Up through the hole from under the house came the critter. It looked up, and it looked down, and it looked all around, and it said, "Oh." And then it pulled that tail from beneath the house, and that tail went all around it, and the man said, "Whoa." But this critter looked through the holes in the ceiling, it looked through the holes in the wall, and it looked through the holes on the floor, and it said, "Ugh." The critter did not like what it saw. So he turned around, put his head back through the floor, and started beneath the house again. When he reached up to grab that 25-foot tail, 'cause remember, he took it everywhere he went, that old man said, "Oh, no, you won't." The man reached over, he picked up an axe, and he lifted that axe high up in the air. And when he brought that axe down, it came right down on the critter's tail. Chomp! The critter said, "Yow." And the man said, "Ha, ha, ha, I'll fix you." He picked up that tail, he wrapped it around his hand, and he threw it on a nail on the wall. He watched that tail all night long. Well, it seemed like it was all night anyway, because he watched it for hours. And he couldn't help but look at it and laugh and say, "I got that big old long tail." But eventually the man got sleepy, so he got up, he went into his room, and he blew out all the candles. It was pitch black. He put on his nightshirt, he slipped himself under the cover, and the minute his head hit that pillow, he was sound asleep. But over in the night as he slept, he heard something far off in the woods, and it said, "Ah, said the man. It's that critter. He's down there hollering about how he's wanting his tail. What am I going to do? Oh, oh. He pulled the covers back over his head. He was so scared. He didn't know what to do. The critter's going to come up here, he said. Oh, no. And then he thought, I don't have anything to worry about. That critter's going to... Oh, I got a surprise for him. The man started hollering for his dogs. Here, here, here. Here, hound dogs. Get up, get up, get up. Sick 'em, hound dogs. Sick 'em, sick 'em, sick 'em. And the hound dogs woke up. And the hound dogs said, Arf, arf, arf. And off they went. And the old man said, serves him right. That critter ain't getting nothing tonight. Well, after a long time, the old man had fallen asleep again, and he was sleeping so good when all at once he heard something. Something in his room beside the fireplace, and it sounded like, who's got my Taily Po? I want my Taily Po. Oh, the man said, it's coming, it's coming. What am I gonna do? And he slipped back under the covers again. But beneath the covers, it was so dark. And he was even more scared. And then he heard something, and it sounded like it was even closer. Who's got my You've got my tail. I know it's you. Why, that old Taily Po grabbed that man, and the man said, no, 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 no. I don't have your tail. It's hanging on the nail. It's on the wall right over there. Please go get it. The critter threw the man down, ran over, grabbed his tail. Down through the hole he went, and nobody seen that critter or his tail again. The end. Well, my friends, I hope you enjoyed our visit today, and I hope that you'll join us again next Tuesday for another story or two. If you would like to contact me, I can be reached at mamaroslyns@gmail.com. That's mamaroslyns@gmail.com. Today, I would like to leave you with this. Eventually, all pieces fall into place. Until then, laugh at the confusion, live in the moment, and know that everything happens for a reason. And as always, my friends, be blessed.